East Coast Breakfast.
We listen and we don't judge.
Thank you.
We listen and we don't judge.
I'm listening.
Carmen wants to share.
I'm so worried about Carmen.
Carmen.
Did you see how her voice just changed when she was this is very serious.
So I went for, I always, to my skin doctor, as I do. And there's parking there and there's cones that are at the front of the parking. So I was driving in with my car and I thought, I can stop next to the cone while I'm driving, open the door, take out the cone and then move it aside while I'm still in the vehicle and then park. Which I proceeded to
by Mklanga?
Yes, in a very open parking lot.
Yeah, okay. And those are giant cones.
Yeah, the cone wasn't the problem.
Yeah.
I should have just driven over the cone.
Yeah.
And then I decided to take my body out of the vehicle because I had to, I needed my body to remove the cone.
Of course.
So my one
but
leg
But you're still
left,
using half your body to operate the
well,
vehicle.
Well, no, because my one leg that, so I have an automatic and the one leg went out. So my right foot was out of the vehicle because I was getting the cone.
Yes.
And while that was happening, the car was still going forward.
Okay.
And then it was like a very slow car crash into the wall.
Slow motion car crash.
Yes. But in that time, I couldn't get myself back in to hit the brakes, even though I have a left leg that was doing nothing.
So it happened in slow motion.
The left leg was just
there. It was
dangling
a shock
in the car.
And then the right leg was out,
and then
by then it was too late because I'd already hit the wall.
And so automatic. So your right leg would have been the foot that you used for the brake.
Yes.
Anyway. So your left leg had no idea how to brake.
No, obviously
it was in shock.
What the heck?
That's what would happen. Yeah, that's what would happen.
So I mean. So,
asking where were the shocks in the car? Just driving it. Okay, so
yeah, it was just a very silly incident. Like,
so did your car make contact with anything else?
The wall. The whole wall.
What color was that wall?
Pink and red.
We don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge. The gentleman with the insurance company laughed and he said, ma'am, we listen and we don't judge.
But yes.
he said it was one of the most ridiculous stories he's ever heard.
I'm only laughing because Carmen has been parking her car very oddly for the last couple of weeks. Like, she never parks like this. Firstly, she never parks forwards in the parking space. She always reverse parks.
I always reverse
park. So you can see the front of her car.
Yeah.
So she's, I've only seen her behind, the behind of her car.
Yeah.
For the last
couple
of days.
For a while now. I've been hiding it, guys,
and
because I know.
This morning there was no car on the left-hand side of her car to obscure her car. And there were, I saw a flash of red and pink on the bumper of her car. So, okay.
Yeah.
This is why you changed your ways.
Yes. And I just want to know, surely there are other people that have done ridiculous things. They have done silly things in their car, and it's an expensive mistake.
Absolutely,
for me.
I'm sure it is.
We asked a few people on Facebook, and check this, you're in good company because
<Really good. laughs>
Charles Hampton says, my dad was driving out of church when he realized he forgot his phone. He quickly opened the door and rushed out, not realizing the car was still in gear.
Yeah, yeah,
he's never been so embarrassed running after a car in a full suit. Mm-hmm. In a full suit.
Oh.
Yo, the prayers that must have been said in church on that day. He says it crashed into someone else's car and, slowly came to a stop.
Okay. So this thing of getting out the car before it's come to a complete stop is not an oddity.
No, other people do it too.
Other people
just forget.
Do it. It happens. Listen, can you help Carmen here? Help her. There's joy in numbers here. What ridiculous way did you get a oopsie-daisy on your car?
On Facebook, Jolong Kirsten says her sister was a new driver reversing out of the carport one morning, didn't realize the lawnmower cable was behind her car.
Oh, yeah.
So she reversed out, managed to wrap the cable into her exhaust, proceeded to drive off with the lawnmower attached to her car.
Snap.
And the faithful gardener running after the lawnmower down the driveway. Some interesting details to try and explain and brought to the insurance company to try and understand how would they get that.
I wonder what the insurance guy even said. Probably like, wait, run that by me for the 100th time.
That's
please.
What I had to do.
We have a call on the line. Oh, someone has to spill as well. We listen, we don't judge. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. So tell us, in what ridiculous way did you scratch your car?
Okay, so it wasn't my car. It was my dad's car.
Oh.
He is the king of oopsies.
Yeah.
He never pull up his handbrake. It's just a known fact in the family.
Yeah.
he decided to come home, park the, stop the car at the top of the driveway, which we have quite a steep driveway, didn't put his handbrake up, and lo and behold, the car went straight past him, down the driveway, through a carport, off the second terrace, and his back tires are spinning up in the air.
What the heck?
Yes, thank the Pope, no one was hurt. Yeah, we had to salvage the car after that ordeal.
Was it salvageable, was my next question. What?
Was the car write-off?
No, luckily not. It's a solid car, yeah. So yes.
That car's made out of brick.
Yeah. Does he use his handbrake now?
No,
still
doesn't.
No.
I haven't learned our lesson. Thanks for the call, Lisa.
This is Lucky Gordy, and the one time when I was unlucky and had an oopsie with my car, bought a car off my brother-in-law. I was in Johannesburg, and before I'd even made the first payment to them, I managed to write it off. The problem was I was running a big nightclub in Joburg at the time called Baboon Street or Bourbon Street, and I had over 50,000 rands worth of change in the boot, which proceeded to go absolutely everywhere.
Oh, snap.
I had to get picked up on my way to a Thursday night at work. So that was my worst oopsie in a car.
Nasima on Facebook says she was rushing to do school rounds and left the kids left the boot open, and then she reversed across under a washing line. It hooked the boot and unhinged the one side. Then the boot was stuck and it couldn't close because of the washing line. So she needed to weld the boots back into place. Lol. And then there's Bridget who says she didn't realize the sunroof of their vehicle was open and reversed out of the garage. So she hit the box of the garage door, pushing the metal towards the front of the vehicle.
Yeah.
So she had to get a lift to work because it wouldn't close and she couldn't get out. Obviously, the car wouldn't get out of the garage.
You know what? I've made that mistake.
Okay.
Because the garage is made, especially if you've got a big SUV, the garage, you can just
like
get it in.
Yeah.
You just get it in. But if you open the sunroof, it's up about 2 inches above the vehicle.
Oh.
But you only learn this
when you have fancy cars. Shame. Okay. Let's say good morning to Chantal from Hillcrest. Chantal, please share with us
what
ridiculous way you scratched your car.
Well, hi guys. It's actually very embarrassing, but my husband was away in so he's hunting in Pongola. I don't ever have cash on me ever. The tree fell, is cutting down a tree in our driveway.
Mm.
So I go home in my lunch break, so everything is planned. I mean, I know what I need to do in an hour.
Yeah.
So I get home and he's like, can he have money? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I could EFT you. He's like, no, he needs cash. I'm like, no. I'm like, seriously, I can EFT you. He's like, no, he needs cash. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah. So I rush to the petrol station in Hillcrest, the lovely Shell people, they know me so well.
Yeah.
So I get there and I park parallel to the shop and I try to rush to the ATM and I put my pin in, incorrect. Oh, Lord. So anyway, I hear this massive crash and all the petrol attendants, they're like, oh, whose car is this? So I look.
Yeah.
My car is not parallel to the petrol station. My car, it freewheeled down their driveway across Old Main Road.
Oh, my word.
Over to Central Island, hit another car, and stopped in front of Fisherways. It almost went into Oxford Village.
Oy, oy, oy.
And I stood there. Now, every night, all the traffic is backed up. People are trying to video, and I'm like, should I go there?
Yeah.
So embarrassed.
Yeah. I bet you were tempted to just, like, you know, catch public transport and just forget that was ever your car.
Like, that is not my car.
I'm not responsible for that.
And every time I go back there, they're like, oh, man, is your handbrake up? I'm like, yes.
Do they ask you every time? Oy, oy, oy. Well, listen, that's a great story, Chantal. Thank you. Come in.
That's much worse. And thank goodness nobody got hurt in any of these incidences because it could have gone badly.
Yeah,
so thank goodness.
I think we've all through you, Carmen, learned a valuable lesson, you know, to just be a little bit more careful
when you drive a vehicle.
And respect the handbrake.
Yes.
Especially in KZM with all the hills.
Mm.
Yeah.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.